Is conceptual proliferation an aspect of imagination?
It can be. In the classical rendition of dependent origination, there's the sequence sense contact, feeling, craving, clinging, becoming. If the sense contact is conceptual thought, and then the feeling of interest or excitement or irritation or anxiety or the Vedana, pleasant, painful or neutral, then that can condition tanha, craving, to follow that thought and pursue that worry, pursue that irritation, pursue that desire, pursue that opinion. And then that tanha, that craving, conditions upadana, grasping, and that conditions becoming. And that's the dense tangle of papancha is right there. So it's particularly related to, I would say, thought as a sense object. But it can be involved in various other ones as well. But conceptual proliferation is part of that. But the languaging of dependent origination is a bit broader. It doesn't just involve thinking. It can be to do with sight, with hearing, with feeling, with smells, tastes, touch, all kinds of emotions and moods and so on.